Hare Krishna. So I received a few messages on Facebook, and I'm going to answer. Let's see, because they are quite long. The first one is about the questions of health. I think a spiritual master has to be approached for spiritual topics or subject matters, and not for physical questions. Of course, it is not that you cannot or you should not inform me of your physical problems, or if you need any advices. But basically, when you have physical problems, you should go to a doctor, and then he will tell you. So I don't even see you much, so it is very difficult for me to give you advices on physical or health issues without even seeing you. So you go to a doctor and follow his advice and let me know. The second question is the problem with your roommate. This is a topic that we have been discussed in the past, and I had given you the advice of not staying in that place, go somewhere else, and most important, try to get your private room. Don't stay with somebody else, especially if he is not a devotee. But even if he is a devotee, in your personal situation, I think that is more advisable for you to have your private room. You know, because to stay with others, you need to be very, very tolerant. Even with devotees, it's like that. This is how we became tolerant. During our young age, we lived in rooms where there were 5, 6, 7 brahmacharis during our brahmachari times. And even at that time, it wasn't easy. Then, when we began to understand how helpful was to live in an ashram, especially in young age, that you learn how to be tolerant, how to become humble and soft, etc. Then we started to appreciate living with other persons. But in your specific situation, I think you should not live with others. So I told you not to renew your lease, and you did. I told you not to live with others, and you still live with the same person. So what can I do? These are the advice that I gave you. Of course, I understand that if you didn't do it, there must be some reason. Still, it stands. The advice that you should change place unless you can get a private room. And my advice is always the same: try to go in a place where you can stay near a temple. There is no other, you say, discipline more important than association with devotees. Because by association with devotees, everything comes. Chanting your rounds. When you stay with devotees, you chant your rounds because they chant your rounds. Respecting, observing the four regulative principles. If you associate with serious devotees, it will be much easier to follow the four regulative principles, because they do. So, about your leaving the job or not, the point is that, of course, if you can abandon your job, if you can do full-time spiritual life, that's the best. But not if this means that you go live in the street, like in the past you told me about living a homeless type of life. This is not advisable. If giving up your job means that you become a bum in the street, then you should not do it. You should be a honorable person, earning your life, and try to go live in a place, your own place, you know, close to a temple. This is the best. Even if you have to work 5, 6, 7 hours, whatever, but if in early in the morning you are a young man, so you are strong. If you go to work, but in the early in the morning you can go to Mongolartic and chant your rounds, you can do that. You are not 85 years old man that if you work you cannot do anything else. You can do that. So yes, renouncing the job, if that give you problem with your spiritual life, that can be done, but only if that means that you can embrace spiritual life in an honorable way, full-time, not living like homeless. Then you're asking me about the brain damage. No, I don't think you are brain damaged. But even if you do, Krishna consciousness is so internal, it's inside. It doesn't depend on anything physical, even the brain. If you are sincere, then your spiritual life will go on in your heart. And not the physical heart, the spiritual heart. Then it doesn't matter if your brain or even your heart is damaged, you will continue to chant Hare Krishna and meditate on the Supreme Lord. So then you are asking me about female. That is dangerous for you to be talking to a lot of women, even in Facebook. Then how, that's your question, how can I tell my female friends on Facebook that I no longer want to stay in contact with them? I do not want to hurt anybody's feelings. I need some advice on telling them that I no longer want to stay in touch. If you can help me with this, please tell me. Thank you very much. Usually, women, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, the person or the body women, but it's the desire who is inside the heart. So normally, if you cancel all the women from your Facebook account, then the desire, the attraction for the opposite sex will remain. If you cancel it from the Facebook, but you don't cancel it from your heart and mind, then it will be useless. On the contrary, when in the night, because you are alone, as I told you in other occasions, that brahmacharis, so those who live in the temple under the guidance of the spiritual master, for them to be celibate, it's very easy. Well, I may not say exactly it is very easy, but compared to not living in ashram under the spiritual master, the Guru Kula, it's compared to not living in the Guru Kula, then surely it is very easy. Yes, you should not associate with women if this is a disturbance to you, but that will be not enough. You have to associate with devotees. Then it will be perfect. Associate with devotees and then you'll see that one day the physical form of a woman will not give you any disturbance. It will be like anybody else, any other form. Just like you don't look to men with desire, or you don't look to dogs or cats or birds with desire, because your internal setup, let's say, is made in such a way that you feel attracted to women, then one day when you will become a pure devotee, you will see that the female form is what it is. It is just the same, just anything else. It is a material body made of the same elements like any other material body, so there is no reason to be attracted to the same elements just disposed in a different way. So please, you try to associate with Vaishnavas, with good devotees, and then you will see that your physical attraction to women will diminish. Then you go on saying that the problem at your house has been resolved. I don't think so. I think a few days or weeks it may sprung up again, you know. Now you spoke with both the landlord and roommate tonight. I hope that there will be no more disturbance, but I don't have much faith that the situation will continue. The last question is about your anger. We already spoke about anger. Anger is the result of lust. Just like a few minutes, maybe 1 or 2 minutes ago, we were talking about a physical attraction. When somebody is very much attracted to sex and doesn't have it, or even if he does have it, then anger will come. Lust provokes anger. Whether he's satisfied or not satisfied, it is unavoidable. So it is the only solution to anger and the feeling of sadness that arises from anger can be solved only with pure devotion. By chanting Hare Krishna, by studying the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, by associating with devotees, respecting Four Regulative Principles, and eating only Krishna Prasadam, etc., you will see that material desire will go away, and at the same time, anger also will go away, and the suffering resulting from anger, then will also go away. Hare Krishna.